Random House Audio presents Say Everything, How Blogging Began, What It's Becoming, and Why It Matters, by Scott Rosenberg. Read for you by Lincoln Hoppe. Introduction. What's New? On the morning of September 11th, 2001, James Marino sat at his desk at 568 Broadway, looking out a tall window that revealed a panorama of the lower Manhattan skyline. He'd come to the office early to work on his side business, a website called BroadwayStars.com. The site collected tidbits of news and gossip about the New York theater scene and served them up blog-style, time-stamped, with new items at the top. At 8:49 a.m., he'd posted a passel of links, an AIDS benefit recap, declining box office numbers from Variety, the impending release of a cast album for a show by Rent's Jonathan Larson titled Tick, Tick, Boom. Marino clicked post and looked up from his monitor. He froze a moment, stared, then started typing again. Something very terrible just happened at the World Trade Center. I think a plane crashed into the Northwestern Tower. It is horrible and stunning to look at. James. Posted at 9/11/2001, 8:56:32 a.m. Like so many other New Yorkers that morning, Marino kept watching. He also kept typing. Oh my God, I just saw the other building blow up. A second plane approaching from the opposite direction, south to north, crashed into the southeast tower. Posted at 9/11/2001, 9:06:06 a.m. My office is on the 10th floor of a Soho building with large southern-facing windows, so I have a full view of downtown. From my vantage, I see a huge hole where the first plane entered the Northwest Tower from north to south. The Southeast Tower was hit from the south to north. It is being reported that a plane or planes were hijacked and flown into the towers with passengers in them. Posted at 9/11/2001, 9:06:06 a.m. Marino had worked for 4 years at Lehman Brothers in the World Trade Center complex. He'd been there in 1993 when a car bomb exploded in the basement garage. One tower just collapsed, southeast. I am weeping. I can't tell you how I feel. Posted at 9/11/2001, 10:02:52 a.m. The second building just exploded and collapsed. This is just beyond anything that I can even conceive. I feel so much anger and helplessness. Posted at 9/11/2001, 10:33:07 a.m. Eventually, Marino left his desk and made his way uptown to his brother's West Side apartment, then finally home to Westchester. That evening, he posted again. I think I lost about 100 friends today. I can't count them. I keep breaking down. I don't think that I have ever been so sad and cried so much. I don't know if I will ever be the same, but I am home now. Thank you to everyone for the notes. Posted at 9/11/2001, 7:31:01 p.m. Most New Yorkers have indelible memories of the minutes and hours after the planes hit that day. Those memories are recorded on countless web pages, in emails and forum postings, and uploaded photos. But much of that record made its way onto the web after the fact, by hours or days or weeks. In the chaos on the ground, A lot of people were focused on getting to safety, or their eyes were glued to TV news, or their internet connections were disrupted by the crushing network overload. The BroadwayStars.com posts recorded the 9/11 events as they piled up, one fraught moment on top of the previous one. Though they broke from what Marino calls the site's typical gossipy, snarky tone, they were not carefully composed or particularly eloquent. Instead, they offered a witness's raw feed, unmediated by anchor person or interviewer, a naked vantage on a cataclysm. Marino wrote what he saw, and if you scroll down the page he wrote, you see that at 8:49 a.m. the world was one way, and at 8:56 a.m. it was another. As the day's disasters unfolded, most Americans got their news from TV, with its ceaseless loop of billowing smoke and cratering towers. TV broadcast the big picture, but it couldn't tell you whether your friend who worked at the World Trade Center had made it out in time, or whether your sister or uncle had made it home safely. The telephone systems failed almost immediately. The websites of the big news operations quickly overloaded, too. But email still worked, and smaller websites managed to stay up. The internet's arteries clogged, but people found ways to communicate through its capillaries. Marino's 8:56 post was among the first to hit the web that day. It might well have been the very first. The first AP story went over the wire at 8:55 a.m., but most websites took a few minutes to get it up. At 8:58 a.m., Metafilter, a popular group blog, posted a link to a one-line news bulletin on the front page of the CNN website, but CNN did not yet have a full story posted. Later that morning, a gaming journalist and web celebrity named Justin Hall, who'd been chronicling his life in an open web diary since 1994, posted, "At these times, there's two types of media valuable. Email, friends from Japan and London writing, 'Are you okay?' and the only way to reach people, small packet transit. And the TV, rebirth of the broadcast media, the only pipes big enough still to bring us the pictures and moving pictures of buildings collapsing." In San Francisco, Evan Williams, who ran a service called Blogger that helped thousands of people, including Marino, run their weblogs, wanted to do something useful. So he got to work building a page that automatically collated postings about the attacks from Blogger users across the web and listed them in chronological order. Marino's post headed the list. In Woodside, a rustic enclave of homes for Silicon Valley's stock option millionaires, a software developer named Dave Weiner had started his day early, posting links and headlines to his blog, Scripting News. Weiner didn't have a TV set, but around 9 a.m., 6 a.m. on the West Coast, he received an email from a fellow blogger named Bill Seitz, alerting him to the news and suggesting he look at the Empire State Building webcam, which offered real-time snapshots from the venerable skyscraper's observation deck. Seitz captured an image right after the collapse of the South Tower and posted it to his own blog at 10:17 a.m. At 10:57 a.m., he posted a second image under the words, "No more WTC." Weiner's father, Leon Weiner, was a professor at Pace University, and it occurred to Weiner that Pace was near the World Trade Center. When he couldn't get through by phone, he posted a photo of his dad at the top of Scripting News and asked for help or info. Leon, it turned out, hadn't made it farther than Grand Central that morning before the subway system shut down.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?